Parshas Nosoi is very often a parsha that is read after Shavuos. In this particular year, with the Shana Mubaris, it's read before Shavuos. And there's some unbelievably beautiful Divrei Torah that can be brought out to understanding the basic concepts of how Yiddishkeit, how Judaism stands apart from other religions. When we celebrate Shavuos, we celebrate the Torah in a way that is Be'ez Hashem helpful in not just learning Torah but living a Torah lifestyle, in as much to give a person a healthy perspective of what it means to be a Jew. And this is this week's parasha. There are two particular sugyas, the two particular topics that stand diametrically apart. One is the parasha dealing with the Sota, where the parasha discusses a case, a very unfortunate instance, where in Perik Hey Pasuk Yudalef, by Daber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleihem, Ish Ish Kisiste Ishtoi Umaloi Voimal. Here we have a case, Rachmana Litzlan, where a woman becomes a Sota. She has an illicit affair with a man other than her husband. V'shochav ish oisa shich vazera, and we go through the whole process over here, where we don't identify through witnesses whether she committed the sin, but we work it through with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim, the tremendous miracles that happen, where she goes through an incredible amount of abuse, where she is taken, and in front of a large group of people, she is embarrassed and abused, to help her admit if she did her sin, and the water's there to test and to find out whether she actually did it. And if she didn't, then she can carry on living with her husband, and if she did, she'll die a very, very painful death. But the Oznaim Torah points out very beautifully. It says, V'edav Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, the parasha of Sota is introduced, V'amarta Leim, and say to them, Ish Ish Kisiste Ishtoi. Ish Ish Kisiste Ishtoi, says Rashi, Ish Ish, in other words, this woman has done a chait against the ish, her husband down here, and the ish mulchom HaKadosh Baruch Hu up above. But he says differently. Ish ish kisiste ishtoi, beautiful, works as follows. And this is something that we have to understand, and unfortunately we see this just too clearly. A woman or a man can sometimes have a very idyllic situation of marriage, where there's a close bond between husband and wife, where there is a perfect family unity, where everything seems to be going normal, everything seems to be going well. Baruch Hashem, there's a good marriage, there's good children, there's a good job, everything seems to be going well, and sometimes this person is even probably more successful than other people. And all of a sudden, there is a craziness that happens, and this person loses everything. I don't give examples, but in political fields as many times, this person loses everything by having an illicit affair with somebody who really one cannot understand why he did this. It says a parasha that intellect and seichel is not something that comes into the equation. One should not begin to think to oneself, it cannot be that this person did this avera. It cannot be this person had this affair. It cannot be the person would give up so much to do such a ridiculous thing. It doesn't make sense. There's no way the person did it. Use my intellect. Says the Zayin Torah, no, ish, ish. Ish, ish means that even when you're looking at what the woman has from one man, her husband, the unity, her future, her security, her caring, his love, everything that is focused on her, and we compare this man, her husband, to another ish, who may be far more inferior and far more problematic and far less good looking. It doesn't matter. Don't compare ish ish. Don't say it cannot possibly be that this woman went with this ish when she had the other ish. Why not? Kisiste ishtoi. Because sometimes the taiva is so great that a person loses their mind. The person is a shoita. Siste is often from a shoita, from a shtus. ein odem oisa ba vera ele im ke nichnus boi roch shtus. It must be that shtus came in. So don't compare ish ish and say it cannot be, she must be okay. No, ki sister ishtoi, sometimes people do a taiva, sometimes people go along and do crazy things because of taiva. So Parshas Sota is where a person is focusing on antisocial behavior. And they're breaking up social fabric because of taiva. They're not focusing at life the way it should be. They're not focusing on what is correct and what is healthy and what is moral and what is probably even the norm because of taiva, because of some craziness. That is Sota. It's a social disaster. How do we get around this? How do we get out of shtus? How do we focus on reality? So the parasha carries on, and the parasha immediately talks about the mitzvah of nazir in Perek Vav. So Rashi says in Perek Vav Posuk Beis, Loma nismachol parashas nazir leparashas seita. Why does parashas nazir have a connection to parashas seita? Lo yimalachol to tell you. Anyone who sees a Sota in her abuse, in the way she's embarrassed, Yazir Atzmi Minayayin would be tempted, would be encouraged to become a Nazir. Shuhu Mevi Lidei Niyuf, because wine brings towards Niyuf. Okay, you can understand that a lot of terrible things happen from big parties, that you can understand. But the Zoya Kodosh goes one step further. And the Zoya Kodosh asks, why is it, if that's the case, that wine is a problem, why is it that a nazir is not only not allowed to have yain and sheichel, even chaymeitz yain, even vinegar that comes from wine, and even anovim, even grapes, lachim vivesh, even peels of grapes you can't eat? Why not? They don't make you drunk, they don't make you crazy. So why is it a nazir isn't even allowed to have grapes, anything like that? Explains the Zoya Kodesh that the Chet Odom Arishon came from a Chet of wine. The Chet Odom Arishon was that the Peiris, Machlokes in the Gemara, but he takes on, according to the Tana, that it was a grape. It wasn't an apple, it was a grape. And Chet Odom Arishon is that where a person sacrificed the greatest Hanor Ruchni, the greatest spiritual pleasure of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sacrifice that all for a bit of lowly taiva of a few grapes, of throwing off the tzelem elokim, throwing off the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with bahamias, with animalistic taiva. That is what grapes represent. Grapes represent the switch between giving up the Ribbono Shel Olam for taiva. This is what a person sees when he sees a Sota b'kulkula. He sees a woman who is married, who has a family most probably, and she's giving up a spiritual home, she's giving up her whole entire life, everything, and she is being abused, she's being embarrassed in public, and we're taking away her tzelem elokim, we're making her into animalistic dog. Even her korban is sa'irim, to show how dangerous it is when a person steps back from connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with not being focused on tzelem elokim, where a person can end up. And therefore a Nazir is a Lashon of Pelek, Yafli, is amazing, he's incredible. A Nazir is somebody who wants to focus on this connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants to focus with getting back to